This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck and I'm your host for this first hour. We're going to cover a lot of metals commentary in this hour simply because, let's face it, the metals continue to move higher, precious metals especially. They continue to break out gold, gold stocks, even silver stocks are moving higher, and it really is this environment where money is hitting a wide range of stocks. It has trickled down into the juniors and into even some of the lower quality companies. Hey, it's all a very positive environment for precious metals investors, but I know that has brought in new investors, which leaves everyone wondering, what do I even look for? Plus all the seasoned investors, well, everyone remembers 2016 and even the end of the last bull market and thinking, is this going to end soon? When should I sell? We'll discuss all of that during this first hour. I'm starting off with Mike Larson. He writes the Safe Money Report. Also joins me on a semi-regular basis here on the show to share his general thoughts. Mike, I know I said we're going to start off with precious metals, but let's start off with the bond market. Yields have moved lower even this week. We got the 30-year auction, which was very good. What's the bond market and yield environment telling you about the overall health of equities and financial markets?
Sure. I mean, if you look at the message from the interest rate markets, really going back all the way to 2018, that's when interest rates topped out, the back half of 2018. And not coincidentally, that's when you started to see metals, gold, not necessarily silver, but gold in particular, starting to move higher as the pressure from interest rates began to abate and reverse. We had a cycle, an economic cycle and a credit cycle that was already kind of peaking out, starting to show some cracks around the edges in 2018 and 2019. And then obviously when the COVID outbreak struck, I always describe it as something that amplified and accelerated trends that were already in place. It accelerated the downfall in interest rates. It accelerated the move higher in gold and other safe haven assets and so on. Those forces not only are not going away, in my opinion, they're going to intensify over the next couple of years. If you look at the interest rate markets, and people are so worried, all this borrowing is going on, it's going to drive rates higher and bond prices lower. But people are underestimating the demand for safe haven assets in a time of continued volatility, in a time of economic uncertainty. They're also underestimating the fact that we have demographic and structural forces, lower productivity, an aging population in the U.S. and many other advanced economies, Japan and Europe and so on. So as long as that's the case, you're going to continue to see demand for safety, for stores of value. And that really, especially when you have questions about the quality of corporate credit, what are you going to buy? You're going to buy treasuries. You're going to buy, highest quality debt, even if governments have, their own issues on their balance sheets. So that's why you continue to see this demand for treasuries. Everybody's waving their arms around, and I had to push back at a lot of people who were claiming rates were going to go up several weeks ago. And sure enough, we've seen the 30-year U.S. Treasury, for example, lose about 50 basis points. It's down around 1.3% this week. If you look at some shorter-term maturities, they're at or very close to hitting all-time lows for the cycle. Levels we've never seen before, at least not in many, many, many years. And again, that speaks to the underlying disinflationary pressures, speaks to the underlying bid for safety, and it speaks to the fact that, we're seeing the COVID crisis not really getting better, and in many states it's getting worse here in the U.S. in terms of case numbers going up, worries about hospitalizations and so on, which is pushing out the sort of V-shaped recovery theory. A lot of people were betting on, everybody's just going to jump back on an airplane. Everybody's going to just jump back in a hotel. Everybody's just going to go back to Disney World and so on. And the reality is a lot of people are nervous. They're having issues about what kind of school openings we can have in the fall, what kind of sporting events there's going to be, you know, the time frame for the area. Now you're seeing, you know, some of the flight numbers, nearer term numbers, you know, start to get a little spongy. So you add it all together and you've got, again, a bond market that's telling you interest rates not only aren't going to be a worry for the near future, they're not going to be a worry for years. Some of the contracts, some of the interest rate futures contracts that are essentially bets on what the federal funds rate, what the Fed's going to do with interest rates in 2023, 2024, 2025. I mean, these contracts are hitting all-time price highs, which means people are lowering their expectations for future interest rates. And again, we're not just talking about this year. We're talking about the next 3, 4, or 5 years. In that environment, you're not going to get any rate pressure that is sort of working against the bull market in gold and silver. So it's one more force that I think tells you you're definitely, positioned correctly for the forces that we're dealing with here.
So, Mike, if we both agree, and we do, that ZIRP is going to be here for an indefinite period of time, low interest rates, even negative interest rates, easy money policies, does that mean that we should expect U.S. equity markets to at least remain somewhat stable, maybe not go through a massive decline?
Really interesting about the equity market is that you've got a very narrow group of leadership, technology essentially, that's holding up almost everything else. When we started to bounce off the lows in March, you had a lot more sectors that were pulling along, small caps, banks, industrials, all these other transports, all these other sectors that were more plays on a stronger economy for the first couple months of the rebound. We've lost all those sectors now. Financials are trading like death warmed over because they're tied inevitably to interest rates. If interest rates fall, if the yield curve flattens, if we end up with ZIRP forever, policy, zero interest rate policy forever, that's the kiss of death for financial companies, stock prices, and profits. You can look at, you know, financial stocks in Europe and Japan. They're trading at 15, 20-year lows because of all this downside pressure from those interest rate trends. So that's, you know, again, happening in our market. The only thing really propping up the U.S. averages is, you know, your Apples, your Googles, your Amazons, your Microsofts, and so on. And part of that is simply because if you lower future interest rates and your outlook for future interest rates over the years, you pay more for today's earnings. That's kind of just the way the math works. If the lower the discount rate is in the future, the more you're willing to pay now for ostensibly, you know, steady Eddie earnings growth kind of company like Apple. So that's why these stocks seem to go up every day nonstop. You throw in the fact that the Fed is giving corporate America the biggest handout or subsidy in the history of the world in terms of, you know, all the buying of corporate debt, which basically allows an Apple to borrow for nothing and Amazon to borrow for nothing and buy back their own stock. You know, it's just sort of a financial, one of those perpetual motion machines where low bond prices or high bond prices, low interest rates allow corporate America to buy back their own stock, which drives the stock up. And it makes the 1% very rich. It doesn't really do anything for the real economy, but it, you know, lets the Fed point to these companies and say, yay, look how helpful we are. I'm not saying that those names are going to crash tomorrow, but I do think if we have problems with the economy that don't go away, if the modest improvement we've had off the lows begins to reverse, which is what you're seeing already in sectors like transports, sectors like financial, sectors like travel and leisure and so on, then we're going to have problems for the market overall, I think. But again, if it comes to positioning, there's a few high quality dividend type paying names. They're relatively steady Eddie stocks that I love. I certainly love treasuries. I certainly love gold, silver, and mining shares. Everything that's a play off sort of a stagnation, disinflation, ZIRP forever environment, those are the kinds of investments that have been working. Those are the kinds of investments that are working. And in my opinion, those are the kinds of investments that will continue to work for the rest of this year and beyond.
Yeah, that whole balance of where GDX was back when even gold was at this level, big disconnect there. So that is definitely a factor to pay attention to. But hey, overall, I think those comments on how to trade or don't even bother really trading this sector when it is arguably in still the early stages of a bull market, that is key. But as I said, when everything goes up, people do, I think, need to take a step back and realize what can still outperform. But hey, Mike, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time on this weekend show. Have a great rest of your weekend. I'll chat with you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Take care.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen. listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. For the rest of this first hour, I am going to switch focus to strictly the precious metals trade and precious metals stocks. Well, because of the fact, hey, precious metals very much in a bull market, and there's a lot of speculation in the sector right now. So I think it is important to take a step back, understand that almost every precious metal stock is going higher. That doesn't necessarily make everyone the best investor, but it does mean that we should be paying attention to what is outperforming, and even when it comes to valuations. Now, we're going to talk on that point with Brian Lenny. He writes the Junior Stock Review, also has a premium newsletter. And Brian, you and I talk pretty much every week. Sometimes we don't record stuff, but we're always touching on companies that are moving, and you're building a lot of models. You're looking at valuations. Let's talk about and compare the valuation of gold stocks to where gold is starting now. So gold, let's say right around 1800, gold stocks, you look at GDX, GDXJ, those are also starting to break out, but the argument being there is still a lot of catch-up that could be done here for the gold stocks. What are your thoughts on that balance?
Yeah, there absolutely is. You know, I've been spending the last, you know, probably 2 months focusing on M&A targets and that sort of thing. But looking at companies with existing deposits, particularly with some sort of economic study on the project, and, you know, putting in a new gold price and some other of my own assumptions to get a value of the company. And, you know, generally speaking, a lot of these gold companies are still well undervalued. And by the same token, and a lot of these gold companies have doubled over the, you know, the course of the last month or so. And, it depends how you look at it and what companies you're following. But it looks like things might have stalled out a bit here. Well, a lot of the attention's kind of shifted to silver. For me, anyways, looking at the market from a value proposition, I think there's much more value, generally speaking, in the gold market right now than silver. You know, a lot of people are looking at silver companies like silver is well over $20 an ounce, and it still isn't. And it doesn't mean that I don't think it's not going to go there, but on a comparative basis, the gold companies I still don't think are fully valued at $1,700 gold. And, you know, we just broke $1,800. And so my concentration has stayed in the gold market.
Yeah, fair enough. But, okay, now you're balancing that out with silver stocks, too. And silver stocks, they're a smaller basket of silver stocks. And silver still hasn't had that same breakout that gold has had. So you're seeing more value in gold stocks. What about the potential of silver playing catch-up to gold? And maybe that's what the silver stocks are telling us.
Well, you know, that's a tough question. You know, we've talked before, and I don't like to make investments based on where I think a metal price is going. And although the thesis for owning precious metals, you know, gold and silver in particular, really has never been better, I think investors can get in a lot of trouble trying to guess, you know, when a price is going to move and how much it's going to move by. The fact is these things, you know, given how big those metals markets are, all the uncertainty in the world, it's really hard, I think, to guess where things are headed with any consistency. Now, with that said, you know, with silver in particular, the price is around $1,850 per ounce, and if you go through a lot of these valuations for most of the most popular silver companies that have been moving over the course of the last few weeks, a lot of these companies are selling as if they've already discovered what they've outlined in their exploration package, or in some cases, you know, deposits which are economic at $20 silver, and we're not even there yet. And I think if you get too far ahead of yourself as an investor, like I said, that's when you can get in trouble, because the silver price doesn't have to change anytime soon. It probably will, but it doesn't mean that it has to. And, you know, there's other opportunities such as in, you know, the gold market where we're well above that $1,700 an ounce. And there's those opportunities you can get into that have much more downside protection than these other ones that are fully speculative.
Oh, man, and that downside protection, I think that's an important concept because, hey, we are seeing a lot of stocks move. You and I were talking off mic about a company that's gone up almost 10 times from its low in March, and they still don't even have a presentation on their website, and their recent news has been nothing but small financing. So crazy to see how much these stocks can move, but remember, they can correct very quickly. When it comes to gold stocks, then, are you seeing general value in any certain sector, whether it's junior explorers, mid-tiers, small-scale producers, large producers, anywhere that you're seeming to focus right now?
Most of my research has been on stuff with at least a PEA and then up to a feasibility study. And yes and no. You know, there's a wide gambit. What I've tended to do is make my criteria very narrow. And what that does is enable me to look at less companies. When you keep it very broad, you can be all over the place. But that's where my focus has been on those economic studies, not quite at production. I think there's a sweet spot there if you pick the right project. And especially one of those differentiating things that I've been looking at is the production size. You know, those companies that have that, you know, PFS or FS and have at least 100,000 ounces production capability or estimated production capability, and it really narrows down your focus on what you're looking at. And in particular, there's a couple companies that are like sticking out like a sore thumb in my view, that are tremendously undervalued. Conversely, on the other side of things, there's a couple companies that have great deposits and they're almost fully valued. And you know, of course, those aren't the companies that I've bought. But you know, honestly, I think depending on your criteria, you're going to find value no matter where you look. And yeah, I would just, as an investor, I think you just need to make that criteria as strict that fits your desired outcome. And it'll focus you in on that section of companies.
All right, Brian, wrapping it up, can you give us any insights on any of the companies that you're either doing some due diligence on, ones that you hold, ones that you like, ones that you're kind of toying around with? Can you give us any insights on what you're watching then?
Sure, and it's one that fits with what I was just talking about. It's a feasibility level study project. It's located in Val-d'Or, and it's the way I look at the valuation. You know, this project is selling for $30 million, and it's after tax NPV is around $750 million. The project is Wasamac, and the company's Monarch Gold. Monarch is really interesting. They've got a number of projects throughout the Val-d'Or region. And what they've done, if you look over the course of their history of the last, let's say, 5 or 6 years, basically since Jean-Marc Lacoste has taken over the company, they haven't been afraid to buy developmental projects, add some value, and then ship them off for a profit.
All right. Hey, very good insights there, Brian. Always great chatting with you. Thank you for joining us on this weekend show. Again, if you want more information on Brian's newsletter, check out juniorstockreview.com. Brian, I'll chat with you next week. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Roger Stone's 40-month prison sentence has been commuted. President Trump issued the executive grant of clemency to the longtime Republican operative. A statement from the White House called Stone a victim of the Russia hoax, adding there was never any collusion between the Trump campaign or administration and Russia. Stone was convicted in November of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice. The commutation comes days before Stone was to go to jail. Tropical Storm Faye has weakened to a depression. She made landfall Friday afternoon north of Atlantic City, New Jersey. The storm soaked parts of the New York City area with nearly 3 inches of rain and wind gusts of up to 40 miles per hour. The storm is expected to hit parts of New England later on Saturday. Wall Street ends in positive territory on Friday. The Dow up 369 points, the Nasdaq up nearly 70. This is USA Radio News. The Pac-12 has announced their fall sports plan, and USA's John Hunt has details.
The Pacific 12 Conference has now eliminated all non-league football games for the upcoming season, the latest sports casualty of the raging coronavirus pandemic. The San Francisco-based group, which includes elite academic institutions of the University of California, Berkeley, and Stanford, announced that its football, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball teams would only play conference opponents. The Pac-12 announcement came one day after the Big Ten said all of its fall sports would be conference only, and the Ivy League went a step further earlier in the week, announcing that all fall sports would be shelved for 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Meanwhile, NHL players and owners ratified an agreement to resume the season and agreed to extend their labor agreement through 2026. Hockey will return with an expanded 2014 playoff format with no fans. Toronto and Edmonton will serve as hub cities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Dave Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Dave usually joins me on Tuesdays for our weekly call where we do focus on the precious metals. But I wanted to bring you on this weekend's show, Dave, because we're going to take a little step back when it comes to discussing the gold market. Usually you and I dive into some of these short-term moves and discuss some of the companies that we have followed either for a long time or either just picked up coverage on. But one thing that I think you and I have both noticed is new investors, more of a newbie investor when it comes to the precious metals sector. And it makes sense that some of these investors are coming into the sector because of just how strong the market has been for gold stocks. It finally is a bull market, and we haven't seen a bull market in a decade for these stocks. But that means that we're getting a lot of kind of newer questions. People just trying to get an understanding of what this market has. One of the first questions that I think you and I both get a lot of is there are just so many junior gold stocks out there, junior precious metal stocks out there that how do I go about selecting which one is good? Because some are very promotional, some are not promotional at all, and some management teams, well, they've done better than others, but quite frankly, you dig into any management team bio, and it's going to make them sound pretty attractive. How do you face this question with some of the new subscribers to your newsletter?
Yeah, Corey, it's interesting because in some ways, even though we're finally in a bull market, as you said, for the first time in almost a decade, it's kind of even more dangerous right now for these new investors because they realize that it's a buy and hold market, but they want to buy and hold the right stocks. So if you buy a company that you figure that is buy and hold for the long term, and you get into the wrong one, then you've missed the boat on others that you should have gotten into. So it's very treacherous right now because you want to make sure you get into the right companies that you feel comfortable holding for the next, you know, for the next 2 to 3 years, because this bull market is just starting. So it's more important than ever to really do your research and get into the right companies because, let's face it, Corey, right now even the turkeys are flying because there's a really strong breeze that's come into this sector finally. So when a strong breeze comes into a sector, even the turkeys fly, and we're starting to see that right now.
Yeah, that's so true. I am watching some stocks that really haven't come out with any news over this last month, and their share price has doubled. So it's shocking, but it's also a very good environment, which is why some of these investors are coming into the sector. Just a couple of fundamental comments. I know this might seem like old news to a lot of the seasoned investors that have ridden this decade-long bear market, but what are some of the top criteria that you look for in a company?
Well, number one is always has been and always will be management. You look at their track record, one of the most important things is capital raising. Do they have access to capital? Look at their capital raises in the past. If they've raised capital in a bull market with warrants, I mean, that's kind of like a red flag because right now you really don't need to attach a warrant to your finance if you've got a very attractive project. So just make sure that the management team is serially successful. They've done this before. They've taken a junior from discovery to either a feasibility, PEA, construction, you know, finance to a buyout. That's what you want to see. You want to see these management teams that have been successful in each stage on the way to a takeover. Because let's face it, right now we're in a totally different market for mergers and acquisitions than we were in the last bull market. We're not seeing as many mergers and acquisitions as far as premium takeovers. We're seeing more mergers of equals right now. So the market is still tepid. I mean, these seniors, they want to see a company that can take a project to the finance stage and even into the construction and all the way to production phase before they're going to take it out. So it's very important that you focus on the management team and also the jurisdiction, because a lot of these jurisdictions I still wouldn't invest in, even though the top tier jurisdictions have gotten a lot more the stocks have gotten a lot more expensive than they were 2 or 3 months ago. Before, you really didn't have, you could just focus on top tier jurisdictions and get good value. Now you have to move down the food chain a little bit to maybe get in a little more riskier jurisdiction if you're looking for better value. But still, I mean, it's jurisdiction is still very key for me.
Okay, a couple comments regarding management. Now, private placements without warrants, yes, those are always preferable, but in all fairness, I know some good management teams that have released at least half warrants in some financings over the last few years. That, I think, now is more of a relevant argument where all companies are raising money right now, so let's see which ones simply just have shares or if they're units. When it comes to management, one thing that you need to watch out for, some of these management teams that say, well, I ran this XYZ company and took it from a $10 million market cap to a, let's say, $1 billion market cap a few years ago, but you look at the share price and it's right back to that $10 or $15 million market cap. That's very different, right? To me, it seems like it's all about past takeovers or actually a mine being built.
Exactly, right. I mean, you want these management teams to basically have done what they're trying to do right now before, you know, when you see a management team that has taken a company from a market cap of say 10, 15 million to a buyout of 250 to 300 million, you know, that's something you want to look for, because this management team has done this before. And you also want to make sure that the management team has their own skin in the game. You know, they want to make sure they've purchased shares themselves with their own money, and you ask them how much they purchased their shares for. This is one of the questions that I ask all the time. You see that management has a lot of skin in the game, but you want to know how much they paid for the shares too. They could have got, you know, a lot of very cheap paper early on. So you want to make sure that they're aligned with shareholders as much as possible, because when you have a management team that owns quite a bit of stock and they're aligned with shareholders and you're able to get the stock for close to what they paid for it, that's always a very good entry point for a stock.
Very good point. Share structure is so crucial in these companies. Make sure that there isn't too high of a retail component. Make sure there are some strong shareholders. Let's talk about this whole argument that some of these investors have, saying, well, I can't get in now. The stock's already doubled or tripled just this year after the washout in March. So I feel like I've missed the boat. What are you telling to these investors?
Yeah, you know, that I understand where they're coming from. I mean, you've come along this sector, and you see that it's hot right now, and you take a look at some of these stocks, and like you said, they've moved up quite a bit. But even though some of them have moved up quite a bit, they're still very undervalued in relation to the price of gold. You take a look at where they're trading now with the gold price trading at $1,800. As to where they were trading, say, in 2016, when we had a bull move in 2016, to where they were trading then, when the gold price was less than $1,400 an ounce, and at the same time, these companies have moved their projects forward.
All right, Dave. Hey, great chatting with you. We're going to wrap it up there. I appreciate you joining us on this weekend show. I hope that it did help answer some of those questions to some of the new investors in the sector, but I also think it's good for some of the seasoned investors in the gold sector to take a step back and remember some of these more basic fundamentals for investing in junior stocks, especially junior precious metal stocks. Dave, thanks for your time today. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm doing something a little different in this segment as I am featuring just a couple highlights from two of the, I think, major company updates that I recorded this week. It was a busy week for company updates, trying to keep everybody up to date on what a lot of the juniors, even some mid-sized companies, are doing. You're first going to hear the initial comments from Skeena Resources, who just renegotiated with Barrick Gold to take 100% ownership of the Eskay Creek project. Then in the second half of this segment, you're also going to hear a snippet from Vizsla Resources, which reported some extraordinarily high-grade silver results from their Panuco project in Mexico. To hear these full interviews, please visit our website, kereport.com. I hope you all enjoy this final segment of the first hour. Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today with a pretty important company update from Skeena Resources. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Walter Coles. Skeena is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SKE and on the OTCQX under the symbol SKREF. Now, this news that was released yesterday deals with the negotiations between Skeena and Barrick when it comes to this Eskay Creek property. It was this almost cloud hanging over the company where a lot of people were trying to understand what is going to happen when Barrick had this back-in right to take 51% of the Eskay property. You and I had chatted over the last probably year now of the different options that you thought that you could negotiate with the Barrick. Now, there is a deal that came together here where Skeena is going to keep or retain 100% of the Eskay Creek project. Walter, give us a little bit of background on how this deal came together and some of the key terms, please.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Corey. This is a transformational deal for Skeena. We've really had this sort of burden on our back with this right that Barrick would have once we purchased the property. They'd have 12 months to decide if they want to back in for 51%. By paying us three times what we spent. And so that put us in this position where we were having to think of ways we could spend money to drive up the cost of that back-in right. And basically we were playing a game of chicken with Barrick where we were threatening to spend you know, money kind of like a drunken sailor, which, you know, really isn't what you want to do as a company. You want to be very efficient and methodical and smart about how you spend your money. So this deal, I think, is a win-win deal. It's great for us because Barrick agreed to waive their back-end right. And the way we persuaded them to do that was to take an interest in Skeena. So they're taking 22 million units, which is a share and a half warrant. And as a result, they'll be a 12% shareholder in Skeena. If they exercise their half warrants, they have 2 years to decide. The exercise price is $270. It would bring in $30 million Canadian, a little bit more than that, but approximately $30 million Canadian into the company. So, you know, I think it's a terrific outcome for us. They're also going to be left with a 1% royalty. And they wanted certain other rights, like they wanted the right to appoint someone to the board. We asked for a standstill agreement. I asked for 2 years. We ended up settling on 18 months. That means for a period of 18 months after we close, and closing is expected about 3 months from now, you know, so call it almost 2 years, Barrick will not be allowed to go over 19.9% without board, without the approval of Skeena's board. The other right that they will have is a participation right. Anytime Skeena does a financing, Barrick will have an ability to maintain its pro rata position in Skeena through that financing. So that's the those are the terms of the deal. When you add it all together in terms of value, you know, obviously the shares, you could value that as a Friday, it was about $45 million worth of stock. I think we did Black-Scholes on the half warrant, is worth about $5 million. And then, you know, the value of a royalty is, you know, all depends on what sort of input prices you use for the price of gold, but somewhere between 25 and 35 million on the value of the royalty. So, you know, you put it all together, it's around $80, $85 million of value that we gave Barrick. But keep in mind, we've paid nothing for Eskay Creek. So this is the payment that we're making. And as a result, we own 100% of Eskay Creek free and clear. And to me, an ability to buy an asset as high quality, as spectacular, as unique and unusual as Eskay Creek for $85 million is a steal for us. So a terrific win for our shareholders.
All right, now on to the company update from Vizsla Resources on the back of their very nice drill results, which, hey, both of these stocks moved significantly higher this week. Kicking off today with a company update from Vizsla Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. Now, this is a pretty important company update because we are following up on news that came out on Wednesday, some drill results at the company's Panuco project in Mexico. I have on the line with me the president and CEO, Mike Connor, as well as the Vice President of Exploration, Charles Funk. Now, guys, some of the headline numbers here from this Panuco project and the drilling at this Napoleon vein corridor. Hole 7 yielded a little over 8,000 grams per ton silver equivalent over 6 meters. The silver equivalent is made up of 1,800 grams per ton silver, a little over 66 grams per ton gold. There's a lead and zinc component. Also, hole 5 yielded 1,200 grams per ton silver equivalent over 1 meter. Now, these are the second round of drill results from drilling at this Napoleon vein. Now, just as a little note here, true widths are expected to be somewhere between 51 and 71%. So, hey, we're still seeing some very nice widths and some very high grades. Mike, start us off with a general summary of these results, and then we'll get into some of the finer details.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's probably a few new listeners that are, you know, maybe new to the Vizsla story. And essentially, we saw an opportunity here at one of the last great kind of undeveloped, unconsolidated major silver fields in Mexico. And what we saw was, you know, an opportunity to find high grade. Also a very, very large district, over 75 kilometers of veins. You know, the district itself, it compares very favorably to others, famous districts in Mexico. But we also have a very rapid pathway to production. So there's three major things about Visa that are really exciting. But, you know, today let's talk about the extremely high grade results here. And so we had a discovery hole earlier, in late June, that we were over the moon with. You know, it was 8 meters, about a kilo and a half silver equivalent. Now, we were very happy with that. We're looking to build a mine on numbers between 500 and a gram per ton silver equivalent. When we saw hole number 7, we were absolutely blown away. These numbers are materially higher than that initial discovery, and truly some of the very best holes drilled in recent years in Mexico. And you know, I think Charles Funk and his team in Mexico deserve a huge amount of credit for this because it's spectacular. But, you know, eight kilograms of silver equivalent over 6 meters, in that just under 13 kilograms over 3.7 meters. And in that, you know, there's over 100 grams gold and 2.8 kilos of silver. So just spectacular numbers. And, you know, what this shows and what this demonstrates is that, you know, the opportunity that we saw and that we, you know, pursued and took a risk on, starting to really unfold, and we're starting to really see the potential of this district. And now we are drilling on the Napoleon vein, but the Napoleon vein is one of 23 vein corridors that run through the entire district. This is not the only area that we are drill testing. Drills are currently turning on another vein corridor called Cordon de Oro. And because of this, and because of the potential and the high grade, we've attracted some very enviable names to a bought deal that we announced earlier today, including Eric Sprott. We just couldn't be happier that we are going to be now fully funded to, in addition to execute the option and buy the production, we're also fully funded for this upcoming drilling. So this story is really just starting, and you know, I think we all could not be happier right now.
All right, everyone. As I said, come visit our website, kereport.com. Listen to those full company updates. And please keep all the emails coming. I'm getting a lot of emails on specific companies. I'm reaching out to all those companies, trying to get those answered for you in a timely fashion. My email is fleck@kereport.com. Everyone, have a great rest of your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.